Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This is the 100th birthday of civil rights leader Rosa Parks. We talk today with history professor Danielle McGuire about the legacy of Rosa Parks. And we take you inside the bus where she refused to give up her seat to a white man in Montgomery, Alabama. That simple act of courage helped spark the civil rights movement in America. And with immigration reform high on the agenda in Washington, D.C., we look at just what makes people think the way they do about undocumented immigrants. But first, is the state of Michigan going to expand its Medicaid coverage? That's the question on the front burner at the governor's office these days as he prepares to unveil his new budget to the legislature this week. Joining us now from the Detroit Free Press is reporter Kathleen Gray. Welcome.
Hi, Cindy.
Well, there are about 1.9 million Michiganders getting Medicaid benefits right now. So why are another half a million potentially eligible?
Well, under the Affordable Care Act, which everybody knows is Obamacare now, it makes about a half a million more Michiganders eligible for the Medicaid expansion. They are raising the poverty level up to 133%. Instead of just 100% of poverty level. And that allows, I think it's 470,000 more citizens to be eligible for Medicaid if the state decides to expand.
And that, and you say the word if, which means it's not a requirement of the state to do this. It just says eligibility is expanded. It's up to the states?
That's right. That's right. And I think that there's 22 states that have not decided yet if they're going to expand. The federal government will pay 100% of the cost for 3 years, but after that, it's up to the states to pick up about 10% of the cost, which is, you know, no small amount of money. It's estimates between $150 to $250 million or $300 million a year just for that 10%.
Ooh, so that has to be a big consideration, trying to look into that financial fiscal crystal ball and see what things might be like in 2020.
Right.
So what's the mood in Lansing right now as far as their support in the legislature to get this expanded Medicaid through?
I think that there's some support in the legislature. I think that in their heart of hearts, a lot of people want everybody to be able to get the Medicaid. But there's also a real distrust about Obamacare in certain circles, and they really there are some Republicans who just don't want to buy into it in any sense. And if that means expanding Medicaid, they're just not going to do it. So I think it's definitely going to have a hard road when it comes up in the legislature.
What is Governor, I know Governor Snyder's got to make this decision as he's putting his budget together. What is he hearing from doctors and hospitals?
A study just came out last week from the University of Michigan that said that the doctors would be able to provide for those additional people. And that was a big concern for Governor Snyder. And his office started saying last week that they're more comfortable with the ability of doctors and hospitals to be able to treat those people. But again, it's a matter of whether or not you've got the money to be able to do it in the long run.
Do you think that the doctors and the hospital administrators are of the mindset of, hey, let's take that federal money if they're offering 100% at least for a while, take it and see where we're at in 2020?
I think that that's part of it, but there's also the consideration of kind of do no harm. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to be able to get as many people in as you can, and it's going to be a heck of a lot less expensive if you can get people into a doctor's office instead of them having to go to an emergency room, which is happening so often mm-hmm. now. With people who are uninsured.
If Governor Snyder decides to forego the expansion, then it sounds like the ones who will be paying the price are the uninsured people that by law have to find the health care.
That's right. And if they're employed, their employers might find some fines being levied against them. So it's going to be up to those individuals or their employers. On how they go out and get insurance, and you know, insurance is not cheap.
Yeah. Kathleen, what are you going to be watching for now? I know that he'll unveil his budget on Thursday, but just kind of looking ahead at this issue, what are you looking for?
Well, I'm looking for if he's actually going to go ahead with the expansion. He hasn't tipped his hand yet on that. He he's becoming more comfortable with some aspects of it, but there's still the financial hurdle, and there's a huge political hurdle too. So I think that it's gonna say a lot about Governor Snyder on which way he goes with this particular Medicaid expansion.
What kind of voices are being raised just on behalf of people? I mean, we've talked a little about thoughts in the legislature and what doctors and hospitals are saying, but is there a large degree of awareness of this and support for this amongst the people of Michigan?
I don't think that there's necessarily much awareness of it. There are 20 to 30,000 people now who are eligible for Medicaid and who aren't getting it. And if there are people out there who are eligible and not signing up for it, then I think that there's an even bigger general unawareness of this particular issue. And you know, for people who haven't been insured for many, many years, there often are other issues involved. There's sometimes mental illness involved. There's sometimes substance abuse involved. And the only way that they're going to become aware of it is if different agencies and other groups that have some outreach and education out there for them to be able to learn about these programs.
So it sounds like Thursday with the budget address will be the unveiling of the decision.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. You know, and I'm sure it'll probably leak out before then on Wednesday or something like that. But we'll be watching them. Well, we'll be there on Thursday.
Kathleen, thanks for talking with us today.
Sure. Thank you, Cynthia.
Kathleen Gray is a reporter from the Detroit Free Press.